Plug-in reviews.
Plug-in review, view.
Some UAD stuff.
The Harrison and the Trident.
Those are two EQs.
Well, they're cool. Now, these two, the Harrison and the Trident, are both boards that I've never worked on. So, how many Trident A ranges are there? There's 12, right? Isn't that what they said? They built 12. How many are there? Maybe there's 12 in existence. And I love that interview on their website where they're talking to the guys who have the Trident out there in LA. And it's like, yeah, it sounds just like nobody else in the world. Well, not nobody, but very, very few people are going to have any objective.
I mean, it's just kind of a way of branding something. And it's also like the only Trident that I ever knew of in New York was one that never worked that well. So it was kind of like those guys were constantly fixing it and spending money on it.
Well, Deco's got one at Atlantic Sound.
But that's a B or a C.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking about the A.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that's what they model the plug-in. I like the little sliders.
Yeah.
It's a cool interface.
I like it. I think it sounds great.
Yeah.
It sounds great. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, we started out with all these Neve EQs, which were great sounding and you know, very authentic in their effect. And then now we've got these Harrison and the Trident ones,
which Pultec too.
Well, the Pultec was always
great. One, yeah. I always like that. I think that, you know,
but it's always rounded things out. But the thing that's interesting about the Harrison and the Trident, both of those, is their mid range. They have their own kind of character. Each one has its own character to it. And presumably it sounds like the original,
right?
Not that I've ever worked on one, but, you know, it gives you a much broader palette to be able to say, like, okay, I want to boost the high mids of this guitar or this snare, or the guitar really is just having a bunch of different ways instead of always going to the 1073 or the 1081.
I mean, the reason I use those UAD emulations is because of the character, of the like harmonic distortion that they actually provide or attempt to not provide, but still provide, you know, like. That's what you like about those things is they give you flavor. So,
yeah. And the Harrison and the Trident definitely is. The Trident, I think I like a little bit better as far as flavor goes.
Yeah, the Harrison seems a little bit more neutral to me.
But it's useful in that kind of Cambridge kind of EQ3 kind of way where it's like it definitely has its own sound. It definitely cuts when you turn up that, you know, for the things that I like to use it for, it definitely cuts. And it just cuts in a different way. The Trident seems to have a little more grit to it. You know, it's just different from the Neve. But it's nice. It makes stuff cut in a nice way that's different from the Neve, which makes it very useful.